This is Scott Bergwin of KSOW Radio here in Cottage Grove, and I've got Michelle DeFord of Salem, Oregon, and currently at Camp Casey in Crawford, Texas. We've got her on the line. Michelle, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
And if I've got the timing right, it's probably just about 8 a.m. there in Crawford today,
yes,
here August 19th. And you've been there since Wednesday, is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
So you're starting your third day?
Mm-hmm.
And, well, can you give me all kind of a quick impression of the mood of the camp and the general mood and tone right now?
As you've probably heard, Cindy was called away yesterday. Her mother had a stroke.
Right.
So there are maybe 7 or 8 other Gold Star family members here, and we are just keeping everything going until she gets back. Lots of meetings, tons of media. It's been a really amazing experience, and I just feel like everything is shifting. I mean, there is just this whole event has gained so much support, and the people from Texas that I have met have been wonderful, absolutely wonderful, and very supportive.
So, have you noticed there's no noticeable shift or change, I should say, in media coverage and interest since Cindy had to leave to California at this point?
No, huh?
Okay. Well, any word on her, the actual condition of her mother? I know her mother had a stroke, apparently.
Yes. We haven't heard anything this morning. I had a call into her last night, but her mailbox was full, so I didn't get to leave a message, but I expect to talk to her today.
Okay.
And,
well, I feel like, just to remind folks, of course, your son, David Johnson.
Yes.
Are we coming up on a year now, anniversary of his being killed in Iraq? Did I get that right? Remember that right?
Right. It will be September the 25th.
September the 25th. Okay. And David, of course, was part of the National Guard unit here stationed out of Cottage Grove.
Yes.
Are you, I assume you're carrying a picture of him and have put up one of the crosses with his name on it, is that correct?
Yes, we have. Yes, we have. And he's with all the other Gold Star members underneath the tent.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, because you've had, there have been a couple of strange negative incidents of individuals taking whatever it is in their own hands towards
right.
Camp Casey. And any more of that kind of activity in the last couple of days?
No, absolutely. I saw one small incident yesterday where a man was walking down the street carrying a big sign, and he had a small boy, and he was very quickly escorted off the premises by the police, and we said, well, you know, we're protesting. He has a right, you know.
Uh-huh.
We don't have a problem with listening to the other side, you know, or the other, you know, how other people feel.
Right.
How will we ever get this settled and come to, you know, put an end to all this if we don't have a meeting of the minds?
That's very good. So then was he allowed to continue on at that point?
No, he was not. He was asked to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because the police have been really, really kind, and
mm-hmm.
they're very diligent, and I think they just don't even want something to get started.
Right. So about how many, what is the size of the camp at this point? You said you had 7 or 8 Gold Star family members
mm-hmm.
there
I'd
currently?
I'd say there's, maybe 200 or 300 people here today. Just some of them are connected with the media, a lot of Iraqi veterans against the war,
mm-hmm.
veterans for peace, and military families speak out, and then just people, amazing people that have come from all over the United States
mm-hmm.
to just lend their support and tell them they're behind us.
Was there did the walk or march that I had heard about announced actually occur yesterday?
That did take place,
mm-hmm.
and I think there was 400 or 500 letters that were presented to the Secret Service to give to Laura Bush, and
mm-hmm.
they said they would do it, and they were very nice about it.
Okay, so obviously at this point there's been no contact with President Bush.
No. And we're actually having a meeting about that right now.
Okay. All right.
About how we want to proceed and what message we want to send out. I think before it was that, you know, President Bush, you need to speak to Cindy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think our message is now, we have never spoken with you. You have never met with the rest of us. So,
right.
You know.
Well, it certainly has been the impression of many that from the very beginning of this war that the president is reluctant, or perhaps part of this strategy to, I don't know if he's yet attended the funeral of any fallen soldier. I don't know.
No, he has not.
One way or the other, okay.
No, he's not.
So there seems to be a definite reluctance, or as I said, possibly even a strategy, a policy to not do that, to distance oneself from that whole thing. And,
yeah.
And that, I know, rubs folks like yourself, legitimately rubs you kind of wrong.
Yes.
What do you feel the prospects are for, you know, where the peace movement is at, or whatever you want to call it at this point? I know there's I'm reading something off the internet this morning that Senator Russ Feingold from Wisconsin is calling for a hard timeline and calling for all U.S. troops to be out of Iraq by the end of 2006. Do you have any thoughts on...
Well, of course, I'd like to see it done tomorrow, and
mm-hmm.
but you know, I I do have a little bit of grasp on reality, and
yes.
And I know that probably isn't within the realm of possibility. But
mm-hmm.
I sure would like to see him come home tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
and but I just really think this whole thing is gaining momentum. I mean, it's just something you can feel. It's in the air. We're just starting to get so much support, and we're not sure where it came from. But I was told this morning that the new Camp Casey, where we are moving today,
mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
We don't know where the money came from, but somebody with a lot of money has paid for the tents. They're huge,
mm-hmm.
with two camp cooks and kitchens and shade and everything you could possibly ask for. The whole area has been treated for fire ants, and I hope they did a snake patrol. I don't know. We saw the biggest rattler I've ever seen in my life yesterday dead on the side of the road when we were going up to Bush's ranch, and that makes one a little nervous.
Well, there's from personal experience, I can tell you that not to disparage the state of Texas or anything like that, there's certainly a lot of this country that has biological elements, should we say, that are, and as you're experiencing, some weather elements that are not all that conducive to what you're doing. I know that I spend a lot of time in Texas on fire duty when I work for the Forest Service, the U.S. Forest Service, and
uh-huh.
they always put crews in motels. They did not put
uh-huh.
people out in tents anywhere. And
yeah.
For some of the reasons you just alluded to earlier, some of the
it was a big stake.
So that adds to the, you know, that adds to, you know, maybe a small amount, but certainly adds to the courageousness of the stand that Cindy and others and yourself have started and continue. And is it true that you plan on being there until either the president comes out and talks to you all and addresses the issues, the questions you have, or until his vacation ends, which is sometime towards the end of August? Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Gold Star families are checking in and checking out as their schedules allow,
mm-hmm.
and I may go home on Tuesday, or I may stay longer. It just depends kind of on what's going on with Cindy's mother,
mm-hmm.
and then just, you know, how much momentum this gets. I am just amazed at the huge news trucks with these big satellites keep pouring in, and
mm-hmm.
yesterday there were six of them up here, and CNN, and it's amazing.
Yeah. Do you get a chance to see any of the news coverage? So you have an impression of how it's being covered?
Yes, I do. I participated in a lot. I'll be participating a lot today.
Mm-hmm.
And they're great. The people that interview the reporters, they've just been absolutely great.
Okay. And is there?
I think they're covering it from every single angle,
mm-hmm.
at least from what I can.
Okay. Well, that it does one good to actually see that it's finally being the peace movement finally being covered in some form.
And, you know, there's so many people, you just, until you get out and do something like this, there's just so many people that you've never heard the story, you don't know. We had a woman here who was a lady physician who was in Iraq and talked for at length about some of the tragedies that have happened to the Iraqi people and mm-hmm. some just absolutely heartbreaking stories that so often when we talk about the war, we forget to mention the Iraqi people and the over 200,000 that have lost their lives or have lost a limb and their lives are never going to be the same and lost children and spouses and they were so terrified when the United States first came in there with their shock and awe, you know. Mm-hmm. And we forget that while we have a tendency to just be kind of self-absorbed with our own misery, that it's just so much bigger than that. It's just so much bigger than that.
Right, we hear of course, the daily. There's at least a couple websites you can go to and get the total deaths. But even when you get past that, the casualties are always vague.
And of course, the numbers are so big that you can't really get your mind around them.
Right.
You know, you can't picture that much just death and destruction. And something that shocked me, I guess, was there's some military people here, people that have resigned their commissions in protest to this war, and none of this stuff gets into the media, so
right.
It's so great to be able to hear it firsthand mm-hmm. and hear their stories and how they feel and when they first started feeling that way and really how the military isn't exactly for this war.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's their job.
Yes.
And that's not to say they all feel that way, but it's really heartening to hear the ones that do feel that way. And the military wives that are here that are speaking out and to hear their stories and how their husbands are supporting them and they're going, go, girl.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's an amazing thing. It's unexpected, and from a distance anyway, it looks like one of those wonderfully spontaneous acts by first an individual and others, obviously, and that nobody could have predicted. But then after the fact, as we're looking at it now, it's, as someone said to me yesterday, it's kind of like, of course, it's so simple. You know, the some of the real victims in our country, some of the people who have actually sacrificed because of this war are speaking out, and it's truly inspiring, and I know that we're doing what we can to take this opportunity that you all have created for us as folks who've been trying to stop this war, to carry it forward and bring it to a more rapid end, hopefully more rapid even than the end of 2006.
I hope so.
So what's on the agenda today? Anything
mostly
specific?
Just interviews. My phone rings clear up until 10:30, 11 o'clock at night with people trying to get an interview today. And so when I get out of my meeting, I'll be doing interviews.
Okay. Are there any last thoughts, impressions, whatever you'd like to share with the folks here in Cottage Grove, Oregon?
Just get out there. You don't have to take my word for what's going on. Do your own research. Read some books. Talk to your neighbors. Talk to other people. But you know, we got to keep the dialogue going. And then don't just vote when the time comes with your dollar. I mean, vote with your dollar. You know, we need to start becoming more of an issue for corporations and some of the big money that supports what is happening in our country
mm-hmm.
and is really behind it, if that makes sense.
It makes sense to me.
And but just keep the dialogue going.
Okay, very very well said. I feel like I need to remind people. I want to remind people of how much you and your husband Steve helped us here last March 19th on the second anniversary of the invasion of Iraq. How you helped us with your presence, incredibly with your presence, and then also your speeches that you gave at the end of the procession, our peace procession, were amazing and one of the most memorable parts of that day for all of us. And we appreciate that. I appreciate your being there. And who knows, maybe we'll even be able to send one or two people your way here before it's all
over. That'd be great. That'd be great. Be nice to see a face from home.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you, and I will check back in with you tomorrow morning, see how things are going, and have a good, peaceful, and productive day.
I will, Scott. Okay. Thank you.
You bet. Bye. Bye, Michelle.
Bye-bye.